Hi, welcome to the Anxious Developer Podcast with me, Andres Gervaj. Here I share my knowledge on how to reduce your stress, become more present and productive as a developer. Let's make writing code fun again. On today's episode, I talk about why are we experiencing anxiety in the first place, as this is a very important topic to discuss about. So without further ado, let's dive in. Hello my friends, how are you? Hope the holidays went for everyone smooth. For me personally, was amazing. I took some time off from coding and projects and everything and spent it with my loved ones. And I actually on Twitter advise people to do the same because, you know, it's sometimes tempting to think that during the holidays, if you have some time off, oh, you should always work or do something because you're losing time. Because it seems like everyone is doing that, and development, especially the development industry become, software development industry become such a competitive thing right now, that you think that if you're not working on your project or on something new every day, then you're missing out, and you're gonna be, left off. But I don't think that's the case, and I'm really trying to strive for a more peaceful relationship with my work, wherever that's be working as a freelancer or in a company or just doing any personal project. I try to take it more as a something optional, and if that brings me joy and happiness, then I do it. If I have a feeling like I'm pushing myself too much, then I don't do that. So yeah, that's my take on the holidays, and I hope you guys took some time off for yourself. Now, about today's topic is that it's quite important to discuss about it, as I think most of the time anxiety is not just about work. Especially in most cases, anxiety comes way before we even started working. Most of the times it comes when we were kids. In my case, that's when it began, when I was, 8 years old. My dad was quite emotionally and physically abusive towards me, and that's where my anxiety journey started, back even at 8 years old. But, of course, at the age that I was, the time, I didn't know if that's anxiety or not. So, anxiety was a protective mechanism for me, something to always be ready for if anything happens. So I kept anxiety from my teenage years, and I didn't notice it because I was playing games and distracting myself with friends and everything. So anxiety was always there, but I didn't notice so much. And once I moved in to Netherlands to study, that's when I become more lonely and I had more time to think in my head. I stopped playing games, so that's the time when anxiety really kicked in. But of course anxiety didn't start then, it started way back when I was a kid. So that's why it's important to recognize, is anxiety started something recently? Because it can. In some cases anxiety can start because of an event that was recent. But like I said, from my listening to my mentors and from talking with different people, seems like anxiety is not something that begins right away. So if you'd look back in your life right now, would you say that anxiety started with your work? Or it could be something deeper? It's a very interesting question, and it's a deep question. It's not an easy question, but you have to look deep in within, because by coping with anxiety and creating some mechanism around it, it's not a good, it's temporary, it's always temporary. You can do meditations, you can listen to calm music, you can change some things that you're doing daily, but most of the time that's temporary. That's a coping mechanism and usually doesn't lead to healing. So I decided for myself that I'm not into coping and I don't want to cope with my anxiety, and I want to heal from it. So I came across, back when I was in Netherlands, 2 years ago, I came across, during one of my panic attacks, I came across a YouTuber called The Anxiety Guy. And this person literally changed my life because he had so much content that I benefited from. Especially, so the first time I found him on YouTube, and you can guys should check him out. He's an amazing just human being in general. He has a bunch of content. He also has some programs if you want to start your healing journey. But I benefit from a lot of free content, so I think you can take a lot of things good from him. So my first time when I experienced panic attacks in Netherlands, I remember I went to YouTube and I found his video, and just right when I was listening to his video, it just like calmed me so much. It calmed me down so much because I realized that what I'm experiencing is not something that it's not something wrong with me, it's anxiety. That's all it is. So just that realization made a huge difference. And why I'm stressing this topic about you should look deep within is because you should ask yourself, is the anxiety that I'm experiencing today about work, if you do experience it at work, but if you do have a general anxiety, as it's called, GDA, general anxiety disorder, sorry, GAD. If you experience GAD, then most probably experience anxiety in most of any situation that occurs in your life during the day. So, you could ask yourself, okay, is the anxiety something that I'm experiencing just only work, or it's something that I'm experiencing while socializing, maybe talking with a friend, or going to a bar, or meeting my parents? So if the answer is yes, and if anxiety is not only related to work, then you should really look deep within to heal it. You can get a therapist, which works great. My recommendation is really to look into some alternatives, because for example, for me, I had experience with a therapist, which helped temporarily, but I wouldn't say it changed my how I view anxiety so much, because the way we tried to heal anxiety was not from deep roots, you know, was not we didn't tackle such problems as my abusive traumatic memories with my father. We just tried to manage and cope with around experiencing anxiety at university or work, and temporarily it helped, but later on when I stopped doing therapy, I experienced it again, and it didn't stop there. Once I started doing the Anxiety Guys program, that's when, because he has a very different approach, he has an approach from start deep within to start healing from your root causes, and that's when I understood that, you know what, my anxiety is not just because my work or my some specific events that triggers me. It came from way, way long ago. So, yeah, my advice will be really look deep within you and see if what's the answer for this question. And if the answer is, you know, the anxiety started with my work, and if I eliminate something in my work environment, or I try to improve some, maybe my morning routine, as I talked in my first episode where I gave some tips and tricks on how you can manage your work day so you feel less stressed. And if those help and you feel like, you know, that's really good, then yeah, I mean, it could be that your anxiety started because of work. But if you feel like even integrating some things like meditations and other stuff, and you see that even by working less. And maybe you're not even pushed by your managers. Maybe it's just something that you're making up in your head. And if that's the case, then you should look more deep within, because even changing careers might not treat anxiety. So hopefully I managed to bring some knowledge on you guys. This is not a sponsored ad to an anxiety guy or whatsoever. It just came that he's one of my mentors that really helped me in life, and I recommend him a lot to any person that I know that has or is experiencing anxiety. And actually, some interesting news is that he might be a guest to our podcast in the future. Now we have we met a couple of times in person, and we drank some tea and had a good time. So I think you guys will enjoy having the anxiety guy on our podcast. He's gonna bring a lot of knowledge and insight. But yeah, hope you guys have an amazing weekend or week if you're listening during the week. Remember, you're worthy, you matter, and you're loved. See you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye. This has been another episode of the Anxious Developer Podcast with me, Andres Gervaj. Make sure to follow me on Twitter. You can find me at Andre_Skirvach. I would love to connect with you. If you like this episode, make sure to leave a review on iTunes. It's the best way for you to let me know what can I improve. Thanks everyone for listening. Have an amazing week.